And we're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, the third line. We're discussing as follows. Our Mishnah had told us that menachos, like animal korbanos, most of them, if they were done shalo l'shma, one of the avodas was done shalo l'shma, then the korban is kosher, but the owner was not yotze with it. But we said there were two exceptions. Minchas chote, which is the mincha that a person brings for a korban or the yodid for certain avodas, if he can't afford anything more, and the minchas and the minchas pnois, the mincha of the soita, those if they brought shalo l'shma, then the korban is the kmitzer, any of the other main avodas have done shalo l'shma, then the mincha is outright possible. Now we said that Reb Shimon, we brought a brisa where Reb Shimon says not so, that any mincha that's done shalo l'shma is kosher because he said maaser mechichan alaha, the way that the mincha is made, different menachos are prepared in different ways, and therefore it's clear that he's lying and he's stam hacking a chaynik, and we don't need to pay attention to what he says. As opposed to with animals, you don't really have a distinction, such a visible distinction between how different korbanos are offered, that we should be able to say that what he's saying is blatantly false. So, on the other hand, we had a braisa where Reb Shimon says that yes, minchas choyte, that was done shalo l'shma is possible, because like he learns from a hekesh with a chatas. So then, what does he hold? Does he hold that a mincha shalo l'shma is kosher or not? So we started with one answer of Rabbah, that there's a difference between Shinri Kodesh and Shinri Bailin. If he says that it's a different type of mincha, then we're saying, Maaser mechichan aleha, the way the mincha is prepared makes it obvious that he doesn't know what he's talking about, and therefore we can ignore what he's saying. As opposed to when it comes to Shinri Bailin, if he does Ruvain's korban on behalf of Shimon, it's not so obvious that that's wrong, and therefore indeed Reb Shimon would agree that that's possible. So we said that he understands Reb Shimon to be following his opinion. Dorish Taima Dikpura, that Reb Shimon doubtions looks for the reason behind a mitzvah, and then figures out how that should be applied. In this case, Reb Shimon figures the reason why the Torah says that a certain kind of shinri is possible is because it's not obvious that he's lying. But where it's obvious, then that wouldn't apply. So the Gemara has started going through a number of challenges to Rabba, where seemingly we see that a korban that was done shalo l'shma ends up being possible, even though we could argue maaser mechichan aleha, even though we could argue that there seems to be something obvious about what he did that shows that he's lying. We went through two cases involving an oilas ha'oich. One where he did the malika in the wrong place, and the other where he did the squeezing out of the blood in the wrong place. So the Gemara continues. Based on what Rabbah is saying, how Rabbah is explaining Reb Shimon's opinion, we ought to say that according to that, if the blood was squirted out on the bottom half of the mizbeach, which with a chatas, that is what you're supposed to do, is squirt out the blood. But then, but he had in mind that it should be for an olas ha'oif teratze, then it should be, the korban should be acceptable. And we know that it's not, because a chatas is one of those ones that's done shalo l'shma, and it's possible. Wouldn't the way it's done clearly show that it's a chatas ha'oif, de'i olas ha'oifi, because had it been an olas ha'oif, or ma'ila have it ovid law, or mitzvah have it ovid law, because then he would have done it on the top half of the mizbeach, which is where an olas ha'oif belongs, and he would have done mitzvah, rather than he would have done pressing out the blood against the wall of the mizbeach rather than hazar, which takes place from a distance. For that matter, Tosfos points out that also the malika also takes place. Unlike we talked about yesterday, that the malika of a chatas can be done anywhere on the mizbeach. As a practical matter, they would do it on the bottom half usually, so that the blood doesn't drain away before they have a chance to do hazar and mitzvah. But in principle, it could be done anywhere. But the olas ha'oif certainly has to be done lamaila, as we learned in Zvachim. So now, if he does all this lamata and has in mind that it's an olas ha'oif, then again, it should be following Rabbah's principle. It should be clearly obvious that he's lying, because it's clearly a chatas ha'oif. Otherwise, it would have been, if it was an olas ha'oif, it would have been lamaila and it would have been mitzui. So according to that, it should be kosher. And yet we know that Reb Shimon agrees that it's possible. And the Gemara says, Hokinami, you're right. According to Reb Shimon, it would indeed be kosher. But we have to look carefully at Reb Shimon's wording. When he said menachos are not like zvachim, where he said menachos are each prepared differently, but zvachim are all the same, he means lezvachim v'loy la'ofet. He specifically uses the word zvachim, which means korban estar shechted. So it's true. He's not actually saying that with birds, indeed it's so. There could be a case of a bird korban where we don't look at maaser matris and aleha, and you say it's possible. Fine, but Reb Shimon is saying when you contrast menachas with specifically with animal korbanos, then you will find animal korbanos are on the face of it all the same, whereas menachas are very different. The fact that with birds you could have one that was done shaloi l'shma and done in the wrong place than Rabbi Paul, fine. But Reb Shimon is not addressing that point. He doesn't care about that point. Fine. There may well be bird korbanos that in that sense are similar to menachas, and in fact, in some such cases, you would in fact say that. When we say hokinami, the Gemara means actually that indeed Reb Shimon would agree that it is in fact kosher. So here, the Gemara's premise was that everybody agrees that it is possible, but we're saying that actually not. Reb Shimon would actually extend his principle of maaser mechitzan aleha, which Rabbah is saying even to this, and hold that in such a case the chatas ha'oif that was done l'shem ola sa'oif and was done on the bottom half, etc., that he would in fact declare it kosher precisely for that reason, maaser mechitzan aleha. So he would be consistent in saying that applies to menachos and to birds. Okay. Next, the Gemara asks, fine, let's focus on animals then, because he's saying that there's a difference between them. Then by that logic, if a person takes kodshe kodshim and shechts them in the north, having in mind that they're kodshim kalim, then they should be acceptable. Because after all, the way it's done demonstrates that they're really kodshe kodshim, the fact that he did it in the north. Had they been kodshim kalim, he would have done them in the southern half of the Azara. So isn't that an example of maaser mechichan aleha? And we can use that to say, according to Rabbah's understanding of Reb Shimon, it should be kosher. And yet we know that it's not. With most such korbanos, it will not be meratzeh. It will not be acceptable. For it will be a kosher korban, but it won't be. The owner won't be yotzeh his obligation. And when it comes to a chatas, it'll be outright posel. The answer is Emu to Omer Achmana after Dorim. You know what? Listen, I mean, the Torah tells us that Kodshim Kalim can be shechted also in the south, but does that mean Bedorim, Veloibat Sofen, Mi Omer? Does the Torah ever say that they can't be shechted in the north? That's not. After all, we learned in Zvachim, Shetosim, Vachom, Wakam, Azara. They can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. So the fact that you shechted in the north is not going to be a demonstration to people. There's no maaser mechitzan aleha demonstrating people are going to say this really must be kodshe kodshim, because people know that kodshim kalim can also be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Fine. The other way around. The kodshim kalim sheshachim ragon l'shem kodshe kodshim l'ratzu. Fine. We should say the other way around. If kodshim kalim are shechted in the south, having in mind that they're kodshim kalim, that they're kodshim kalim, l'ratzu, they should be acceptable. Maser mechichan alein the kodshim kalim. Again, you have maser mechichan alein. The way that you're doing demonstrates that they're really kodshim kalim. Do eat kodshe kodshim, but soften have a oven little, because had they been kodshim, he would have done them in the north. And yet, Reb Shimon agrees that such korbanos are that the owner is not yotzeh. The answer is Amri. The answer is people will still think kodshim kodshim ninu. Sure, they are kodshim kodshim. Umeva who da'ava b'shachat lo b'dorim. But he was over on the din that the Torah tells us they have to be done in the. That they have to be done in the north, and he went and did it, and he went and did it in the south. the Gemara's premise, Tosfos explains, is that Well, so in the previous question, Tosfos explained the premise was, yes, of course the Makshin knew that Kodshim Kalim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara, but still he thought that that people usually wouldn't do that precisely so people don't mistakenly think they're Kodshim Kalim, and the Gemara says there's no Kodshim, and the Gemara says there's no such thing. Everybody knows that Kodshim Kalim can be shechted anywhere, and seeing him daft the shechted in the north is not going to make them think otherwise. But when it comes to our thing over here, that he was over and shechted them in the south. So Rashi points out now why don't we say the same thing before when we asked about the bird that he did the chatas ha'oif and the shem oila ha'oif and he did it on the bottom half of the mizbeach, etc. So Rashi explains the difference is that there were two things he's doing wrong. Because to do hazzah instead of mitzvah as you do for a chatas. And also to do it l'mata, as you do for a chatas, rather for an oila, we're not going to assume that he did that. But over here, we're only talking about one thing wrong in the northern half of the Azara. However, Tosfos says, we don't necessarily need that. We could say, in fact, that the Gemara is now retracting its answer before. We don't have to say that if Shimon would hold that in the case of the chatas ha'oif that we said before would in fact be kosher, we could say that Shimon would agree with the Chacham Mitzpasul because he's not going to say that birds are like menachas in that regard, as we said before, because every time we could say, no matter how many differences there are, miyava over, we could say that he was over and did it, and therefore it's not so ma'asel mechichan aleha. Yes, you can say there are differences in procedure, but nevertheless, if he does them with a different procedure, Reb Shimon might agree. The fact is that that a person an onlooker might say he's doing multiple things wrong. It happens, but that doesn't mean necessarily there's no ma'aseh mechichan aleha that is in fact the other kind of korban, and we should say what he's doing over here is nonsense. So we could say that. We could say that when we see him shechting what was supposed to be Kodshim Kalim, and he says these are Kodshim, and I'm shechting them in the south, people are going to say, okay, you know what, it means that he was over on shechting them in the north. But it doesn't mean that people are going to be able to blatantly say, you know what, he's obviously lying, and this is really Kodshim Kalim. So therefore, Reb Shimon's rule, according to Rabba, will still apply, and therefore we can declare that korban pasul. Okay. The Gemara said, Yehochi, well, by the same logic then, Machmas L'Shem Macheshes Nami. Well, then going back to Reb Shimon's case, where there are different types of menachos, the different types of fried menachos, the one baked, the one fried in a shallow pan versus a deep pan, Nami, then you should say the same kind of thing. Haidu Kokomet Zolom Macheshes Omar. When a person sees that he's doing knitza and saying this is a minchas macheshes, he's going to think to himself, "Hai the macheshes neder." Must be the person who did the neder to bring the mincha in the first place. Must have made a neder to bring it fried in a deep pan. V'hod ma'isi lo b'machvas. The fact that he brought a shallow fried one, really macheshes he. Must be that it really is a minchas malcheshes. It was actually prepared in the malcheshes. But he was over and bring it and brought it in a shallow pan instead of a deep pan. So again, then maybe in other words, so there's no masel mechichan aleha. Maybe in other words that. So what do you mean when he brings it in a machlas? So now Rashi adds, now let's say for example, well if he brings it in a machlas, doesn't become a minchas machlas? No, because maybe what he meant was, he said this mincha I will bring in a machheshes, where there, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, he cannot change it to a machlas. So now what would happen is he's bringing it in a machlas, but he has no ability to do so because he had in fact to begin with said that I will bring it in a malcheshes, and now you could say when the Kohen does it as a malcheshes, it truly is. The Kohen is trying to fix up what this guy did wrong. So by the same logic, there's no ma'aseh mechichan aleha. Just because you see him bringing a mincha in a machbas, the onlooker is not going to say, well, that shows it really is a machbas, and now when the Kohen says malcheshes, it's meaningless. Maybe on the contrary, maybe people are going to say, the person who brought the korban did something wrong, and the Kohen is just trying to counteract that and say, it's after all, it was, I know you were supposed to bring a malcheshes, and I'm going to do the Kohen that's having in mind that it is a malcheshes as it was supposed to be. So then how can Reb Shimon say that it's kosher by Rabba's logic? And the answer is, Hossam Nami, because the Hossam, the answer is that in that case, if he does if he mixes up machmas and malcheshes, kinami malcheshes nadar, it's true, even if actually, so it doesn't matter of fact, yeah, even if he vowed that he's going to bring a malcheshes, he might have a machmas, but if he brings it fried in a machmas, machmas havya, it actually becomes, it actually has a din of a minchas machmas. As we learn later in our Masechta, ha'oyma harei alav machvas. A person says, "I vow to bring a minchas machvas." The hevi yosef machreshes, and instead he brought it in a, and instead he brought it prepared in a machreshes. But machreshes vehevi machvas. So he said, "I'm going to bring one prepared in a machreshes." And instead he brought it in a machvas. Masha hevi hevi. What he brought is a valid mincha. V'idei nidra lo yotza. But he's not yotza his neder, because his neder was I will bring a machvas, and he did. I will bring a machvas, and he did. Now, had he said to begin with, had he said harei zu machreshes or harei zu machvas, then that's different. Then we would say, like we talked yesterday about neder versus nedava, then he brings it in the wrong kind of tale, then that's it. He made it possible, and there's nothing more to do. But over here, where he says I obligate myself to bring in a machreshes, and he brings in machras, or vice versa, so it is a valid korban. So therefore, so in fact, it is a valid korban of that type, the one that's actually brought as. So therefore, so now, so here, so the person had said, I'm going to bring in a malcheshes, in a deep pan. Instead, he brought in a machvas. Now, in fact, the Korean has to handle it like a machvas, and he has to say, this is for l'shem minchas machvas. And now, if he does l'shem malcheshes, then an onlooker will say, wait, this I can clearly see that's a machvas. The Korean is saying malcheshes, he's lying. And therefore, his lie, we don't have to pay any attention to. So therefore, there's our answer. That the Makshin was thinking that if a person had said malcheshes and then brought in a machvas, we still really consider it a malcheshes. And therefore, when the Korean does malcheshes, then he's actually trying to fix that up. But the answer is no. The Korean is actually, the Korean should know that when it's being brought as a machvas, doesn't matter what the person's original neder was. The fact is, this is a machvas right now, and he has to do it. L'shem machvas, and if he's doing it, l'shem malcheshes, then he's clearly hacking a chinik, and we don't need to pay any attention to it, according to Rabba. So therefore, so that would explain Reb Shimon's opinion that in fact we can ignore that statement of his. Okay, the Gemara says this. Still, the Dilma Lahavi b'machvas, v'hevi b'machreshes. Still, maybe we should have to assume that the case is that the owner said that the person said, this one I'm going to bring in a machvas, and then he brought in a machreshes. Kiditnan, as we also learn in the Mishnah later in the Masechta, zu lahavi b'machvas. If he said I'm going to bring this particular flower in a machvas v'hevi b'machreshes, and instead he brought it in a machreshes, machreshes v'hevi b'machvas. I skipped a whole bunch over here. Okay, so Ihochi, Machvas Lashem Malcheshes Nami, Haideka comments from Malcheshes Omar. When the Koyan is doing it for Malcheshes Omar, people, onlookers, are going to say, Haideka Malcheshes Nadar, this person did make a neder to bring in a Malcheshes, Bahot the Meisel of Machvas to Malcheshes, he brought in a Machvas, but it's truly a Malcheshes, Umeva, who the other, Vaisel of Machvas. He was over and brought it in a Machvas. So, but people are going to think, again, that the Koyan is actually doing something truthful. And the answer is no. No, because in fact, if the person had made a neder to bring in a machreshes, if in fact he brings in a machmas, it is in fact considered a machmas to the tnan. If he said, I obligate to bring myself to bring a machmas, and he brought a machreshes, or vice versa, masha hevi hevi, v'dei nidra lo yotza, what he brought, but he wasn't yotza his neder, so therefore, so it's not that it remains what he originally said in his neder, in fact, it becomes what he actually brought, and therefore the Korean has no business trying to change it back to the original neder, and if he does, then an onlooker will say that he's clearly lying. Okay, the question is though, v'duma omazu lahavi machmas, v'hevi machreshes, but maybe we could explain maybe an onlooker would assume that the person who made the neder actually said, this flower I will bring in a machmas, and instead he brought in a machesha. So the other way around. Kitznan, as we also learn later in the Masechta, zu lahavinu machmas. If he said I will bring this flower in a machmas, behavim machesheh, and instead he brought in a machesheh behavim machmas, harezu psula. Then it will be outright possible. So therefore, so because once he said, if he had just said that I will bring in a machvas and he brings in a machesheh, fine. He still is entitled to bring in a machesheh if he wants to. He's just not yotze, the original neder that he made. But when he said this flower is going to be in a machvas and he brings it into the other one, then it doesn't get changed. In fact, it becomes posel. Well then, so it's not so maaseh mechichin aleha. So you're going to have, again, like we said before, me'eva ova. We're going to think that a person was machdish this flower to go into a machmas, and now the kohen is taking it, but instead he brings it in a machesheh, which now we're saying is possible, and the kohen goes and does it l'shem machmas. We should say the kohen is not lying and not hacking a chaynik. He's trying to fix up the guy's mistake. He had to begin with said that this flower will be brought in a machmas, and therefore the kohen is having in mind it should in fact be for a machmas. It won't work because he brought it in a machesheh, but at least it's not so obvious that the kohen is lying. So it's not ma'aseh mechichin aleha. And yet Reb Shimon is saying, as we learned before, that it's kosher. So the answer is, well, Rabbanon hachi nami. Because as a matter of fact, according to the Rabbanon, it's true that there's no, the Rabbanon don't deal with this whole ma'aseh mechichin aleha matter. According to them, there's no such thing. You do it with shame, a different korban, then it's possible, and that's that. So the fact is that's exactly that point. Why is it possible? Precisely because of that. Because he had said that it's going to be brought in a machvas, and he brought in a machesheh, so vice versa, and therefore by that, and therefore it was supposed to be, this flower was specifically supposed to go into this particular kind of keli, and he didn't, and therefore he made it possible. But we're talking according to Reb Shimon, who holds a maaseh mechichin aleha. Given to Amar Reb Shimon after day nidra yotza. Now Reb Shimon in fact holds in a braisa there later in the Masechta that in fact he will actually be yotza in that case. When we just said that if he said I'm going to bring a machmas and he brings a machesheh, so vice versa, we said he's not yotze. And if he said this is going to be in a machmas and he brought in a machesheh, then it's outright possible. Reb Shimon disagrees with both of those points. He says, in fact, that he is yotze as neder. Alma kli osa demona loloi kumu. So he says that just because it was placed into a particular kind of keli, then that's not considered anything. That doesn't make a kvius, and we can ignore that. Therefore, lo shna omar zu, lo shna omar alai. So it doesn't matter whether he said arei zu, or that this flower will be brought in this particular kind of keli, or whether he said I obligate myself to bring in a different kind of keli. Either way, it will work according to Reb Shimon, precisely because maaseh mechichin aleha, because we can clearly see the difference between a machvas and a machesheh. Tosfos points out that later in the Masechta, Reb Shimon himself does say that there can be a case where a person made a neder to bring a mincha and he forgot what kind. He has to bring all five. Fine, you'd love to see Deshamayim to be yotze. In Hashem's eyes, he should bring all of them, but to actually be technically yotze to the extent where Beis Din won't force him to do it anymore. It's enough if he brings one of them. Tosfos gives another answer as well. He's bringing one and says it should be for my neder, and if not, then it should be for my nedava. So then you could have where Itaka Reb Shimon would say he has to bring multiple ones. So in fact, Reb Shimon would hold that it doesn't mean anything. Machlas and Malcheshes, as far as he's concerned, they're both fried menachas, and therefore we don't really care about the distinction between different kalim between them. So Voloshna Amar Zu, Voloshna Amar Alai, so it doesn't really matter in the end whether he says Zu or Alai, either way, it's going to work. Now Tosfos points out, fine, but Reb Shimon had also talked about where he has, for example, he brings a dry mincha, a mincha schoite, having in mind that it's a regular mincha, which is mitzvah with oil, or vice versa, So how is it maaseh mechichin aleha? Won't people say, like we said before, he was supposed to bring a dry one, and instead he was over and mixed it with oil, which he wasn't supposed to, or vice versa. So Tosfos gives it first one answer. Nobody's going to make such a mistake to actually mix up a dry mincha versus a blended one. People are not going to make such a mistake. And also, Tosfos points out that later on in the Perek that we're going to talk about, that we're going to talk about a machlokas. In fact, if a person brings a mincha without oil, will it be kodesh or not? Does it not become kodesh until you put in the oil? So we can make we can fa'enfer according to that as well. That we can say that the mincha maybe doesn't completely become a mincha without the oil, or vice versa, and therefore or when it's supposed to be dry, that it's also it's not supposed to be with oil, and therefore we can still say maser mechichen alav. Fine. So the Gemara says Elamei Ata. Now let's continue. Let's try figuring out whether we can still uphold what Rabba is saying, how Rabba is explaining Rav Shimon. That again, Rav Shimon would say anytime that Maaser Mechichen Aleha, then we ignore the fact that he said something different and focus on the actual Maaser. So then, by that logic, Elamei Ata, Ola Sheshochat Hashem Chatas Teratze, if an Ola was shechted having in mind as a Chatas, it should be acceptable, according to Rav Shimon, the high Zoch of a high Nekeva, because an Ola is a male animal, an Ola is a male animal, and a Chatas is a female animal. And then, therefore, Maaser Mechichen Aleha, it's obvious that he's lying. The answer is, given the ikasur nosi gezochahu, because after all, you have, as we've learned many times, a king brings a goat as a korban, and specifically it's a male goat. So then lo yodia, so it's not so obvious. Somebody sees a male animal being shechted as a chatas, he doesn't know. This might have truly been an ola, and the person is claiming that it's a chatas and he's hacking a chaynik, but on the other hand, it might be the sur nosi, and therefore it is truly a chatas. So there's no way to know. So the Gemara says, "Omer Hashem Chatas Yochid Ma'ikol Meimer." Fine, but what about if he specifies and says that it should be for the sake of a chatas of an individual, which is to say, not a king, who everybody else brings a female, Ma'ikol Meimer? Then what are you going to say? Why don't we say Maaser Mechichen Aleha, and therefore it should be fine? The two, and furthermore, let's ask the other way around. Chatas Yochid Shechtel Hashem Ola Teratze, where it was a chatas of an individual, and he shechted it as a chatas of an individual, that he shechted having in mind as an ola, teratza, then it should also be acceptable. The chatas the kev of ola zocha, for the same reason. The chatas the female, the ola is a male, and it'll be a very obvious distinction. And people will realize there's no question this must be a chatas. The answer is michsir ba'alya. The answer is yes, but the genitals are covered by the tail of the sheep that are brought as korbanos, have very fat tails. We'll learn later on in the Masechta, we're going to talk about what kinds of animals and what kinds of flour and wine and all the different places where they would bring animals from, and the qualities and characteristics of those animals and so forth. We're going to learn later in the Masechta. So the sheep they brought as korbanos were a breed that have very fat tails. So that covers that area, and therefore it's not so obvious at a first glance whether it's a male or a female. Okay, so the Gemara says, Altena Checha de Isa Kivsa. Fine, that could be where he brings a sheep. Then you're right, a sheep, because it has that fat tail, people won't notice whether it's male or female, and therefore when they see him shechting it as an ola, they may truly think that it's a male being shechted as an ola, and they're not going to realize that in fact it's a chatas and he's hacking a china. But I see Seira Ma'iklamemer. What about if he brought a female goat? Those don't have that fat tail. There it's going to be very obvious the difference between a male and a female. And yet we know that it will be possible. Why Maaser Mechichen Aleha? Ella, rather we have to answer people don't pay attention. People don't necessarily pay attention to the distinction between male and female. In other words, obviously, we're not going to say obviously many times people do, but in other words, when people are bringing korbanos, then people are not always, when you see somebody bringing a korban, you're not always paying attention whether it's a male or a female. Tosfos elsewhere explains, in other words, when a person says, I'm shechting this as an ola, then people assume right away, well, if it's an ola, it must be a male, and they don't bother taking a look. Shikimuk Betis points out, also, you're not going to say over here, miyavo ova, we're not going to use the answer that the Gemara used before, that he might be over and bring the wrong kind, because come on, nobody's going to make such an elementary mistake. But so therefore, so it could actually happen that this animal is being shechted, having in mind that it isn't oila, and people are, at a first glance, are going to say, oh, it's an animal, he's being written as an oila. They're not realizing, they're not paying attention that it's, in fact, it's a female, and therefore it cannot, by definition, be an oila. It would have to be a chatas. People don't pay attention to that, and therefore there's no maaser mechik in oila. Okay. The Gemara says, how about another possibility? What about Pesach Shechta L'Shem Osham Lutzi? How about a Kodin Pesach that was shechted, having in mind that it's an Osham, should be acceptable for the that, and the owner should be Yotze according to the Mishnah. The high ben shana, the high ben shnas, ben shayim, because the Kodin Pesach has to be an animal within a year old, and the Osham, most Ashamas, have to be an animal in its second year, which is more mature. So then it'll be a very obvious distinction. The answer is, because on the other hand, you have the Asham Nozer and the Asham Metzora, which in fact those have to be a sheaf within its first year. So therefore, like psikale. So it's not a blank. You can't say a blanket statement that any time a person does a Pesach l'shem Osham or vice versa, that it will be obvious that it's the wrong thing, because in fact, if people could think that it's an Asham Nozer or Asham Metzora, which is the same species and gender and age as the Korban Pesach, so there's no Maaseh Mechik in Aleha. Okay, the Gemara says, what about if he specifies and says it will be for Asham Zelus or Asham Neilus? Then what? Then it's obvious that he's lying. Now, he also, Tosfos points out, why don't we say that Ovar, why don't we say before, Miyava Ovar, that he was over, like we said before, he brought at the wrong age. But Tosfos points out that Rav Shimon, in fact, would hold that, unlike the Chachamim, who say in Masechta Tzmura, that if a person brought an Osham of the wrong age, then in fact it is a kosher korban. He's just not Yotze. Rav Shimon disagrees and says it's not even kodesh in the first place. In effect, he considers it kind of like a bal mum. Well, therefore, according to him, in fact, they wouldn't be shechting it. So we wouldn't say de'i ovar, because if people think he was over, then in fact they wouldn't have been shechting it in the first place. So you have that. The two, and vice versa, we can ask, furthermore, Asham Zelus v'Asham Neilus, Shechtan L'Shem Pesach. What about the other way around? If a person took the Asham Zelus or Asham Neilus and shechted them, having in mind that they were Pesach, L'Ratzu, they should be acceptable for the same reason in reverse. The Pesach ben Shana v'Hani ben Shnei Shanim. Because the Pesach is an animal within its first year, and these are an animal in its second year. So the same idea. In other words, anytime Maaser Mechichon Aleha, Rabbah is saying Rav Shimon would hold its kosher. Well, then by that logic, in any case, we're interchanging 1 year old into animals less than a year old and animals over a year old, then the Gemara is assuming that would be a very obvious difference, and therefore we should say that the korban is acceptable because we can see that he's some lying. And the answer is, Ella, we have to answer, ben shtei shanim, lava da tayu de inchi. The fact is, people are not necessarily going to know the difference between whether the animal is in its first year or not. Sometimes you have an animal that's within its first year, but it already is, it's bigger and more mature than the average animal of that age, and it looks like it's already in its second year. And vice versa, you have some animals that lag in their development, and it's in its second year, and it looks like it's still a first year animal. So it's not so much. People see him shechting this korban, and having in mind, let's say that it's a Pesach, or having in mind that it's an Osham, they don't know whether it truly is that, or whether he's some hacking a China, they don't know, and therefore that's reason enough for Rav Shimon to postulate it, because it's not so maaser mechichon aleha. Okay, the Gemara says, how about soy sheshachta l'shem osham liratzi? How about you take a goat of a chatos and shecht it, having in mind that it's an osham? Then it should be acceptable. Fine, you have the distinction of male and female, but already fine. The Gemara knows already, we answer that male and female people don't necessarily pay attention to. But you could point out there are also different species. The high tsemer, the high sayer, the sheep has the sheep, which would be for an osham, has wool. Whether we're talking about a baby sheep or an adult sheep, either way, it has wool. The high sayer, whereas a goat has hair, not wool, and that's a very obvious thing. So it's maaser mechichon aleha. The answer is Amri. The answer is people might say Dichra Uchmahu. You know what? It happens to be a black ram. So you can have, let's say, it's been shorn, and now it looks, and now it's shorn, and it doesn't have a heavy coat of wool on it, and therefore now it looks more like a goat. So it's not so maser mechichen aleha. Rashi explains that we're talking about actual distinction of what they actually have on their skin versus wool in terms of consistency, wool versus hair. Tosfos actually points out it's not necessarily some. I mean, there is a difference in that wool and hair feel different, but more to the point, wool is generally speaking white, whereas the hair is generally dark. But it so happens sometimes you have animals that sometimes, yeah, the Gemara answers, sometimes you have animals that have black wool, and there you have sheep or rams that have black wool, and therefore if they see a black animal, they're not necessarily going to jump to conclusions that it's a goat and realize therefore that's more likely to be a chatas. Instead, they're going to think that it can't be an osham, because an osham is never brought from a goat. Rather, they're going to think that this happens to be a dark-colored ram, and it really is an osham. So it's not ma'aseh mechichen aleha. Okay. The Gemara says, how about a yovel parish, a shofim l'shem pesach l'osham l'ritzu? How about a calf or grown-up bull? So you have an ego of a calf which could be brought as an oilo or shlomim, or par, which is supposed to be brought for a chatos, for example, Rashi says a par koin mashiach. Suppose he shefted them, shoftim l'shem pesach v'osham, he shefted them having in mind that they're pesach or an osham, l'ratzu, they should be an acceptable korban, the ego of par v'pesach v'osham like that, because you never have a calf or full grown bull that are brought as a pesach or an osham. By definition, they come only from sheep, or in the case of the korban pesach, goats. So then, maser mechichen aleha. You're not going to say he was over on it, because same idea, same way as Tosfos had said that a person, we're not going to say a person is over when it's something that everybody should be expected to know. So in the same way, everybody knows that a Korban Pesach is dafka sheep or goats, and an Oshem is dafka sheep, and therefore he's not going to go and then do a calf or a bull as the Korban for it. So the Gemara finally says, Enoch and Ami, you know what, you're right. As a matter of fact, according to Reb Shimon, we would actually have to say that, in fact, they would be Kodesh precisely, and they would actually work as the original Korban they were supposed to be, because Maaseh Mechichen Aleha. In my Zvachim, so when Reb Shimon says that Menachos are not like Zvachim, he means Roy Zvachim. He means most Korbanos are going to be possible if there's Shinu Kodesh, because there's no Maaseh Mechichen Aleha. Fine, Reb Shimon is going to agree. There are certain cases, such as we just said, a calf or a bull that was brought at a Pesach or an Ashram, where there's no way that anybody is going to think that unlike all the other ones where we went through so far, where there could conceivably be some maybe far-fetched situation where it could work, there's no way that this could work, and therefore we're back to Maaseh Mechichen Aleha, and indeed Reb Shimon wouldn't be consistent with his opinion about Menachos, that in this case the Korban would be kosher for its original purpose. In this case, where he took an eagle or a plow that was meant to be an Olo or a Shlomim or a Chatas and shechted it, having in mind that it's a Pesach or an Osham, in fact it would be kosher precisely because Maaseh Mechichen Aleha, it's very obvious that he doesn't know what he's talking about. So we've gone through all the different possible challenges we could against Rabba, and we haven't slugged them up, and therefore we have Rabba's answer still survives, and it's one way of reconciling Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon would say, anytime Maaseh Mechichen Aleha, the Korban remains kosher. In the end, we're saying that applies to Menachos, it applies to Menachos across the board, and it applies even to some animal Korbanos. But then on the other hand, where there's Shinui Bailin, or any change, which is not so obvious, then in fact we would say that Reb Shimon would agree it's possible. Okay. Answer number two, Rava Amar Loikasha. Rava says, as far as the contradiction within what Reb Shimon is saying, Rava says there's no contradiction. A different answer. Kan v'koymetz mincha l'shum mincha. One is where he does the mitzvah of a mincha, having in mind that it's a different mincha, and Reb Shimon is going to say that's kosher because Maaseh Mechichen Aleha, different menachas are made differently. Can the Kohen, or not, because made differently, the Gemara is going to explain in a second, according to Rava, what Reb Shimon's Svara is. And the klimitz mincha l'shum zevach, where the second case would be where he does the klimitzah, having in mind that it's a zevach, that it's, a, that it, that it's an animal korban. As we've talked about before, from the chidushim amiyachos and marashva, as we learned yesterday, the verdict would be that not only is he doing shinui kodesh, but also shinui bailin, he's thinking that this korban, which Reuven, the poor person, is bringing for Tumas Mikdash Kodesh, is really on behalf of Shimon, a rich person who also did that aveda, but has to bring an animal korban. And he's having in mind that it should be a kapara for him. But he's doing, so he's doing a mincha, having in mind that it's a zeva. Now, so Rava says, mincha, l'shum mincha, you know why? If he does a mincha, having in mind that it's a different mincha will be kosher, not because they're made differently, but because the pasuk says, v'zois Torah ha-mincha. The pasuk says, this is the Torah of the mincha, which means Torah achas b'chol ha-menachas, which means that there's one rule, one uniform rule for all menachas. So it doesn't matter what kind of mincha he had in mind, it's not considered a shinui at all. But mincha, l'shum zevach, but to do a mincha, having in mind that it's a zevach, that would be considered a change of designation, because v'zois Torah ha-mincha v'zevach loitziv, there's no such pasuk that says this is the Torah of the mincha and the zevach, and therefore, in other words, mincha and zevach do not have anything in common. Not that they don't have anything in common, but they're different enough, they have different rules, and therefore he does one of them, having in mind for the other, then in fact it will be possible. Tosfos points out that actually Rava could still also use Rava's answer that there's a difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin. He could, after all, there's nothing wrong with saying that that Shinui Kodesh would be kosher because Torah has a form of office and Shinui Bailin not. So Tosfos says that if he didn't want to, because he didn't want to say across the board Shinu Kodesh kosher, because then that could imply, even if he did it, L'shem Zevach, then it would be kosher, and Rava is holding that not. If he does it L'shem Zevach, it is in fact possible. And he explains that, and Tosfos gives another explanation why Rava, well, the Gemara is going to explain at the bottom of the Amud why Rava and Rav Ashi, we're going to have soon, don't like Rava's answer, but there's also, in other words, that, The fact that the Braise uses the expression that he did the mitzvah shaloi l'shma implies that there can be a case where Shinui Kodesh is in fact possible. What would be that case, says Rava, where he does it l'shem zevach, having in mind that it's an animal korban? Okay. So the Gemara says, V'altana m'pneshe ma'aseh m'chichan aleha ka'amar. Doesn't Rav Shimon use the expression because ma'aseh m'chichan aleha, which we've just been discussing over the whole last Amud, over the whole last Amud, when we say Maaseh Mechichan Aleha or not, whereas according to Rava, that doesn't seem to even be a factor. It's just a matter of all Menachas have the same rules, whereas Menachas and Zvachim do not. And the answer is Hoch Karmer. According to Rava, what Rav Shimon means in the Braisa is, Afa Gavde Machshava D'Lein Ninkerehi, even though it's a Machshava, which is not so obvious, Now, the word Loi Ninkera, before, earlier in the Sugya, we use, and on days on the days, we use minkara and loy minkara, where it's obvious or where it's not obvious, we used it to say, Rava had used it to say, minkara would mean where it's clear that it's untrue. Loy minkara would mean where it's not so obvious that it's not so obvious that it's not true. The whole ma'aseh mechichan aleha that we were using until now. Now, Rashi points out, Rava is using the word loy minkara almost in the opposite sense. He's saying that that even though it's machshavah loy minkara, even though it's not obvious that it's true, in fact it's obvious, and in fact it's obvious that it is false. It's obvious that it's a false, that's a false, meaningless thought. Nevertheless, you would have thought tipossel. Nevertheless, you would have argued that it should become possible because people are going to think that you're allowed to alter things with korbanos. So in other words, Rashi points out Rava and also Rav Ashi soon are going to say Rava was taking the view until now that a machshava that's clearly false, that's clearly a lie, then we can say he's just hacking a chayinik and we can ignore it. Rava and Rav Ashi are going to say on the contrary, if it's very obvious that he's doing something different than it's supposed to be, certainly it's going to pass away. So they're using minkara in the opposite sense. Tosfos also wonders about why the Gemara is switching, why we use minkara before in one sense, and here in the opposite sense. So Tosfos says because here it's giving a reason why Rava and Rav Ashi soon are giving a reason why would this machshava possible, or why would you think that it's possible, because precisely because of minkara, because it's so obvious that it's a lie, and as Rashi says, people might think that you're allowed to change things in korbanos. Shitim Kovetzis brings another explanation from Rabbeinu Shimshon, that,
that the idea is that Rabbi Shimshon, Bar Shimshon, explains that the word minkra means always, is the heksher recognizable? So when it's recognizable that there's a reason to make it kosher, then we're saying that that's not going to postulate. So therefore, so now the word minkra is being used a little more consistently in the different places. That brings further on, actually, Shittim Kubetzis brings another comment as well from the Sarmi Kutzi, which is also Rabbeinu Shimshon, that whenever, throughout the sugya, we are being consistent. Whenever we use the word minkra, the heksher is minkra. It's obvious that there's a reason to say that it's kosher. But when the psul is minkra, then when it's obvious that there's a reason to passel it, because what he's saying is untrue, Rava is saying we would have thought to passel it, again, so people don't think that you're allowed to. So you would have thought that, but nevertheless, if Zos Torah Samincha tells us Torah Achas L'Chol HaMenachos, there's one rule for all the Menachos. So in other words, in Rabba's version, Maaseh Mechikan Aleha was explaining what Reb Shimon says. When is it kosher? Whenever Maaseh Mechikan Aleha. In Rava's explanation, it's the other way around. Because Maaseh Mechikan Aleha should be more reason to passel it, because he's clearly saying something untrue. But nevertheless, if we're going to be mastered, the only reason we can be mastered it is Zeris HaKosim, because it's Torah Achas L'Chol HaMenachos. What does it mean? It's unlike that with animal korbanos. Reb Shimon means again, even though they all have the same kind of shchita, and it's not so nicker that he's changing it, and people are not going to mistakenly think that you can change the designation of kodshim. Nevertheless, the fact is, v'zos teras ha-mincha, v'zevach lo'ksiv, it doesn't say this is the Torah, the mincha, and the zevach. They have different rules, and therefore shinri from one to the other will pass all the korban. So in other words, Rava is saying Reb Shimon is not giving a reason. So in Rava's explanation, Reb Shimon is giving, again, time of decra, the reason why. Why does the Torah say when is the kosher with shinui and when is it not? Depends whether the shinui is obviously false or not. If it's obviously false, we ignore it. If not, then not. Rava is saying on the contrary. A more obvious shinui should be more of a reason to passel it, so that people don't mistakenly think that you can change kodim. Nonetheless, the Torah is telling us don't do it that way, and the fact is, all menachas are considered the same thing for our purposes, whereas menachas, of course, was from menachas to zvachim is not, and therefore if he does the mincha, having in mind that it's a zevach, then in fact it will be possible. Okay? So the Gemara says, Elamei Ata. So now by that logic, let's look at, let's analyze Rava's explanation. Chatas chelev sheshochta l'shem chatas dam. If a person shechted a chatas, if a chatas was being brought for eating chelev v'shogig, and he shechted it having in mind that it's a chatas for eating blood, or l'shem chatas avodas kechavim, or he has in mind that it should be as a chatas for mistakenly worshiping avodah zarah, or l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzora, or he has in mind that it should be a chatas nazir or mitzora, tehei ksheira or teratze, then by that logic it should be kosher and it should be acceptable. D'amar Rachmana v'zois teras ha-chatas, tera achas ha-chol ha-toras. Because we have the same expression, v'zois teras in connection with chatois. We have the expression v'zois teras ha-chatas, and that should imply that all chatois have the same rule. So a shinui, a change from one kind of chatas to another, should not be a problem. And yet we know a chatas that's shaloi l'shma is possible. And the answer is, l'Reb Shimon, hachinami. Again, the answer is, according to Reb Shimon, in fact, it would be so, it would work. Reb Shimon would passel a chatas only if it was shechted as a whole different kind of korban. But if it was shechted as a chatas, but just a different type of chatas, Reb Shimon would say, would actually hold that it is kosher. L'Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, now, why don't they learn the same thing? Why don't they learn Rava's Darashas? Because for Amar Rava, don't we do in fact find that Rava himself says, Chatas Chelev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Dam, that if a Chatas of Chelev was shechted having in mind that it's a Chatas of blood, L'Shum Avet Chatas Avet Echavim, or having in mind that it's a Chatas of Avet Ezana, Shera. In fact, even the Chachamim would agree that it is kosher, that it is kosher because a Chatas is a Chatas. But not all chatas, l'shem chatas nozir, l'shem chatas mitzora psula. However, if he does it, having in mind that it's a chata, that the chatas of a nozir or of a mitzora, then the chacham would hold it's possible. So that would be where they differ with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon would say, Torah achas l'chol chatas, and all chatas do in fact have the same rule, even the chatas of a nozir or mitzora. The chacham would say the nozir and the mitzora are an exception. Dahani, olus v'hadayoninu, because they come together with olus, and therefore, so that because they come together with oilus. And therefore, in other words, the point is that they're coming not so much to be machaper, but rather to be machshir, the nazir, that he should be able to drink wine and become tamei, and the mitzvah, so that he should be able to re-enter normal society and not have any degree of tumah anymore. So Rashi actually gives several explanations over here. First explanation is, because these chatois come together with olus, therefore if a person sees that he's shechting it, l'shem, a different kind of korban, people are going to think that it is in fact the oila, that it's not the chatas, or that he's changing it to the oila, and people are going to think that a chatas across the board is kosher when it's shaloi l'shma, and if not, there are cases where chatas will be possible shaloi l'shma. So if had it not come with another korban, then fine, people are not going to make that mistake. But once we have it together with an oila, people might think that in fact he did actually shecht it as an oila, and that's not a problem, you can change a chatas into an oila. Rashi's second explanation is, not bahadaihu, not that oilas are with them, but they themselves, in effect, are a kind of oila, in the sense, obviously they're treated like a chatas as far as the procedures of the korban, but they're like an oila in the sense they're not coming to be machaper, as a regular chatas does, they're coming to be machsher, they're coming to make it, but now he can go on to the next stage. Rashi brings a third explanation. They're considered like oilas in the sense that they have nesachim come with them. A chatas generally does not have nesachim come with it, but an oila does. However, Rashi says that doesn't work. A chatas mitzvah requires nesachim. A chatas nazir does not. So therefore we can't say the chatas nazir should be in the same category. But if he has it in mind, that's a chatas for a different type of avera, then Rava says even the chachamim would agree that it's kosher. However, Rav Acha Brei D'Rava learns in what Rava had said that on the contrary, not that those cases would be kosher, but that they'd all be posel. If he shecht a chatas chelev, having in mind that it's a chatas dam, it would not be kosher as Rava says. Rather, Rav Acha Brei D'Rava says it would actually be posel. Because the shachat oisa l'chatas, because the pasuk says you should shecht it for the chatas, which means the shem oisa chatas, it has to be for the very same type of chatas, for the very same type of avera as it was designated for, and not moved over to a different one. And the halacha is in fact like that he can't do it for a different chatas. In fact, the Rambam even goes further and says that suppose a person ate chelev on Sunday, and another chelev, he ate chelev on Monday, and now he has to bring two chatois, he can't bring the chatos if he designates a korban for Sunday's chelev, he can't now go bring it for Monday's chelev. It wouldn't work either, because each aveda stands by itself. Anyway, that's Rava's answer of Reb Shimon. So again, according to him, Reb Shimon would say that if he has in mind one mincha as another type of mincha, it'll be kosher. But if he has in mind that the mincha is a non-mincha, is a zevach, then in fact it will be kosher. But there's no maaser mechichan aleha. On the contrary, according to Rava, maaser mechichan aleha would have been a logical reason to declare it kosher, and instead the Torah is telling us Torah acha for chol menachos, and that it doesn't matter what kind of mincha he had in mind, according to Reb Shimon. Rav Ashi gives a third answer to reconcile Rav Shimon's opinion. Loitasha, there's no contradiction in what Rav Shimon says. Tan b'koymetz minchas machmas l'shum marcheshes. The one case where he says that it's kosher would be where he takes the kmitza of the minchas machmas, having in mind that it is marcheshes. Now the word minchas over here is in parenthesis, and in fact Tosfos points out that maybe it belongs, or maybe it doesn't belong. Rav Ashi might be saying, as we quoted him on the days, to say that he's being koymetz a machvas, having in mind it's malcheshes. Well, that's meaningless. A machvas is not a malcheshes. They're two different types of utensils, two different types of frying pans. Therefore, you can't say, there's no way to change a machvas into a malcheshes. Whereas if he said mincha, as he's going on to say, he said minchas machvas, from minchas malcheshes, then in fact it would be possible. Because there he's mentioning the word mincha. If we have the word minchas over here, then it means he uses the word minchas only in one part of it. He does minchas machmas and has it, or he doesn't even actually. He's not saying the original designation of the korban, actually. He's only saying the new one. The point is not the original designation. So therefore, the word minchas can belong in the Gemara. He takes a minchas machmas, l'shum marcheshes, and he says, I am doing this as a marcheshes. Well then, in that case, then he's only trying to change the designation of the keli, and that doesn't work. The designation of a keli is not the mincha itself. So therefore, that would be kosher. Whereas the second case would be where he says that it's for minchas marcheshes. So there he uses the word minchas. So the difference is minchas machas from malcheshes. If in what he's actually saying that he's going to do, he just says malcheshes and not minchas malcheshes, fine. But monach malcheshes, he's only making a distinction about the keli. He wants that this should be, that this machas should be used for malcheshes, and that doesn't work. Or machshava, but monolei pasla, the machshava about the keli does not pasle. It only pasles about the korban itself. Minchas machas, so from minchas malcheshes. But if he actually says he's doing it as a minchas malcheshes, the mincha, the posel, the machshava, from machashev, then he's thinking about the mincha itself, where we know the machshava is able to posel a mincha, because after all, pigul applies to it, other kinds of machshavas are applied to it, so therefore this machshava as well will apply to it, and therefore will be effective. It will be effective, and in fact, he will make the korban possible, or at least not be yotze, and even Reb Shimon would agree to that. Reb Shimon used the expression maser mechikin aleha. What does that have to do with what Reb Ashi? How does what Reb Ashi is explaining that the difference is whether he has a machshava about the mincha versus the keli? How does that fit into his words? The answer is hakachama. Afa gati machshava minto. The answer is even though. It is a noticeable machshava, and again we're using the word minkar in the sense that Rava had used it before. It's clear that it's false. Shitim Kabetzis brings a different gilsa, deloy minkar. That means that it's not that even though it's not a noticeable machshava, it's not noticeably false. Anyway, even though it's machshava minkar, tipasol, and that would be reason to actually say that it's possible, because like we said before, Rava and Rav Ashi both take the view that a clearly false machshava should be more reason to pass all the korban. So people don't think that you can really nearly change designations of korbanos. Nevertheless, the fact is, it will be kosher because he's only having a machshava on the keli, and that's meaningless when it comes to the mincha, because it would have to be that he has machshava on the mincha itself. And well, my Abu Zvachim in a cane, what does he mean when he says it's not like that with Zvachim? He means Afagab the Shrita Achas the Kulam, even though all Korbanos are shechted the same way. It was Zrika Achas the Kulam, Kabal Achas the Kulam, and all of them have at base the same kind of Zrika, because we talked about yesterday, even though many Korbanos have different types, but the fact is you can do one Matana and you Yotze, the Kabbalah Achas the Kulam, the Kabbalah is done the same way, and it's not so, and it's not obvious that it's false. Nevertheless, the Zvika, the Pasta de Machshava, Kamachashav, the fact is, he is having in mind with about shechting, where shechting is something where machshava can passel, and therefore, so he's actually changing something when he's doing the zvicha, which is when machshava is capable of passeling it. So that's why it would in fact be possible. But when it comes to So even though a mincha is not like zvachim, where a mincha, maser mechifen, you could say that it should be possible by machshava, doing minkera, nevertheless, we're saying it's still, it's obvious when he says, l'shem machmas, this is not a machmas, it's physically a machetes, and therefore, and then a machshava on a keli doesn't possible, but when it comes to Zvachim, the fact is he is having in mind doing a machshava that in the actual designation of the korban itself, not just the how the korban is being made, but the actual type of korban, and therefore that's a reason to pass it. So well, then why would Reb Shimon say that if it was a dry mincha and he has in mind that it's a mixed mincha, that it should be kosher? By the same logic, then he's clearly changing the type of mincha itself. Because when he says mishum blula, then we can also say it doesn't mean a mincha that's mixed, it just means as something that's mixed, not necessarily a different type of mincha. So again, it's a meaningless machshava only when he has in mind the word mincha, only when he says l'shem mincha blula or l'shem mincha smalcheshes or whatever, then we pay attention to what he's saying. But if he just says l'shem blula, then he just means having in mind that this is something mixed, but not necessarily a mincha.
What happens if he says minchas machmas or machsheves? If he says both, one or the other,
So that would be l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy, like we talked about in the Mishnah, where that would be where he talked about in the Mishnah, where he does l'shem it and l'shem something else. For example, we said where he does l'shem minchas poyto, l'shem minchas negava. So according to Reb Shimon, according to what we're explaining in Reb Shimon, well, according to the different answers, according to the Chachamim, it will definitely be that if it's kosher, but he's not yotze, unless it's a minchas choto, minchas pnos, and that's possible. According to Reb Shimon, the answer to that would depend on the different answers we've been giving in the Gemara, Rabba's answer, or Rabba's, or Rabashi's, depending what we say, what Reb Shimon's reasoning is, why to be machshava. Whether it's a matter of that it's clearly a lie, in that case, then saying that it's a machmas and a machheshes is clearly a lie, because it's either one or the other. Or is it that?
No, if he says it's one or the other, not both. If he says it's either one, or, yeah.
Yes, okay, saying it's either one or the other, fine, but he's saying it's going to be, okay, but that still amounts to the Shema, the Shalai, the Shema. He's having in mind, it'll be the Shema, or it'll be Shalai, the Shema. Yeah, so again, according to Rabba's answer, will ignore the one that he says Shalai, the Shema, because it's clearly false. According to Rabba, we'll also ignore it because Taradachas, Chalam, and Achas. According to Rabashi, unless he says the word mincha in there, unless he says mincha smachmas or mincha smachmas, then it won't be a problem.
Why do you say it's slowly shma if he says one or the other? Why? Why it's not
well,
shma?
Well, because it's either the shma or shalai the shma. And if it's saying it's or it might be the other, then you have the shalai the shma. So what mixed in there?
It can be both lishma. Why it cannot be both lishma?
Well, if it's machlas or machheshes, it's one or the other. It can't be both.
Lishma has to mean it's either one or the other.
Yeah, because it's either. I'm saying lishma means either one type of mincha or it's another. It can't be both. So lishma would mean for the actual type of mincha that it's supposed to be. So lishma would be for a different type of mincha. Okay. So the Gemara continues. So fine, when he said blula, Rav Ashi would say blula itself doesn't necessarily mean a mixed mincha, it just means something that's mixed, and therefore he's saying something meaningless. Okay, the Gemara says, Yehochi l'shum shlomim, nami, well then he says l'shem shlomim, you should also say l'shum shlomim ba'alma, that he just means that it should make shalom between me and Hashem, and nothing to do with a korban shlomim. And yet we know that an oilo don as a shlomim is not merase, it doesn't, the owner is not yotzim. The Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." How do you even think to compare those things? Hasam zevach gufer ikur shlomim. When it comes to the korban of shlomim, the word shlomim is the actual name of the korban. Diktiva makrevas dama shlomim. The pasuk uses the expression shlomim alone to refer to a korban shlomim. Hazodak is dama shlomim, where the pasuk says the one who sprinkles the blood of the shlomim. So therefore, when he says oilo l'shem shlomim, we're not going to reinterpret what he says l'shem shlomim in order to make shalom between me and Hashem. It clearly means l'shem the korban whose name is shlomim. But hacha mincha gufa miikri blula. But over here, do you ever find a mincha called just blula? V'chom mincha blula b'shemen tziv. The pasuk says any mincha mixed with oil, blula b'shemen ikri. So a mincha can be called mixed with oil, blula samala ikri. A mincha is never just called blula. So therefore, just saying blula by itself, Rav Ashi says, would be a meaningless statement. So that's sort of according to him, that's how we answer Reb Shimon. It depends whether his statement is about the mincha itself, he's saying this is a mincha of such and such a type, or whether he just says the name of the keli or the way in which it's prepared without using the word mincha. Okay, so we had three answers to reconcile Reb Shimon. So the Gemara points out why we need three different answers. What does Rabba see wrong with the other two answers and vice versa? Kula k'Rabba by Amri, the other Amrigoyim, Rava and Rav Ashi do not want to answer like Rabba. Because Rabba's premise was that a machshava de minkara, when you have a machshava that's clearly false, is something that he says is more reason to declare the korban kosher, because people realize that he's just half in a chayne. They say, on the contrary, da'ad Rabba, machshava de minkara, posa rahmana. On the contrary, there's more reason to say that the Torah should pass away when it's a machshava de minkara, precisely so that people don't think that you can change the designation of kosher. So therefore, they reject his premise, and therefore his answer won't work for them. The other two Amudoyim, Rabba and Rav Ashi, do not want to answer like Rava's answer, that it has to be because of the drasha of Zos Teres HaMincha. The Zos Teres, by Mashma Lahu, they don't learn from that the Zos Teres HaMincha means that there should be one uniform rule for all menachas. Just like Zos Teres HaChatas doesn't necessarily mean That is one uniform rule for all chatos, because as we said before, even Reb Shimon is going to agree that if he shechted a chatas chelev as chatas nazir, that it will be kosher. So we see, therefore, just because he says vizos tardas doesn't mean that you can change one into the other, then it will be kosher. So therefore, they reject that premise of Rava, and therefore they can't use his answer. Could have Ashi like Amri. Why do they not want to use Rav Ashi's answer, which is that depends whether he said minchas machas or machreshes or just plain minchas or machreshes, because mishum kushid Rav Acha b'Rebbe Rava, because of Rav Acha b'Rebbe Rava's question that he had said that in that case, what about a blula? So okay, Rav Ashi had answered that blula is not the actual name of the mincha, as opposed to shlomim is the actual name of the korban. The other two amiroyim do not accept that distinction, and therefore they say that disproves Rav Ashi's answer, and therefore they don't want to use it, and they each have their own answer.